Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power.
We are reporting from the 2015 United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, and John Scott shares with us his ideas on other possible topics that arose from discussions inside events.
My name is John Scott, and I'm a descendant of the Ningai people, who are the Aboriginal people of northeastern Australia. And I'm the Senior Program Officer for Traditional Knowledge at the Convention on Biological Diversity. We're based in Montreal in Canada. The prior and informed consent discussion led to a discussion on the use of community protocols, one of the best ways of guaranteeing Indigenous peoples can provide their prior and informed consent for knowledge access, etc., is to ensure that the communities themselves identify what their processes are for prior and informed consent and who in the community has the authority to grant permission to share the knowledge. Of course, it always needs to be left to the Indigenous knowledge holders what they decide to share and what they decide not to share. So, yeah, that was part of the discussion today. We also had a very interesting discussion on how could we take such a rich side event and make a discussion on traditional knowledge deeper and more real at the Permanent Forum itself. And as the Permanent Forum is currently discussing new working methods, a lot of people in the room started to think, how could we do this at the Permanent Forum? How could we have a really interesting discussion with 1,000 people in the room? So it also leads us to consider how the Permanent Forum could maybe do more quality work on traditional knowledge.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.